You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Armstead Whitney, CEO and founder of Preparis, a company that provides services to help law firms, financial institutions, and other businesses prepare for any threat, including business continuity, planning, emergency messaging, data protection, and crisis management training. Armstead, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Hey, it's really great being here. Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. So first of all, tell us, how is Preparis helping organizations such as law firms and financial institutions ready for unexpected disasters?
Well, what we do is Preparis uses technology to help businesses around the world protect their people, operations, and brand from the threats of the 21st century, such as, you know, things such as cyber attacks, terrorism, workplace violence, natural disasters. It seems that in today's world, the list of threats just keeps growing and growing. And, you know, businesses power the world's economy, and they employ the global workforce. So really keeping them running in a riskier world is a very critical mission. And a lot of businesses, when they experience any type of threat or disruption, again, a cyber attack, a hurricane bearing down on them, most of them are not prepared as a business to continue to protect their people, serve their customers, and keep the business running. So what we do is, so they don't have to do that themselves, we've put together a product that brings together all in one web service everything they need to prepare for these threats, manage through those threats, and then recover from those threats if they do occur. So it's really all about using the web and technologies and different services and solutions all bundled in one package that really makes what's really called business continuity, makes business continuity easy.
Tell me about your X-Force and how you found them.
Well, the X-Force is a team of experts we brought into the company. When we started the company in 2007, you know, most of the founders were business executives and entrepreneurs. You know, we were not experts in all these threats like cyber and natural disasters and terrorism. So we went out and found about 30 of the top experts in the world that this is all they do. They spend their jobs out on the front lines understanding and managing these different types of threats. So what we did is we brought these experts together and asked them, you know, what do businesses need to know and do to prepare and make it through these types of threat events? And they gave us that knowledge and expertise. And so today, what we do is we take these experts and they provide content and training and tools, checklists, and intelligence, you know, into our web product that businesses subscribe to gain that information. So, for example, when the tsunami happened in Japan, we had a lot of clients that had employees there, and there was a lot of misinformation flying around about really what to do with the people in the area. You know, was the food safe to eat? Was the water safe to drink? And so we had several experts. One is a gentleman who was the only American allowed in Chernobyl during that event back in former Russia, and he provided a lot of information to our clients through our web portal. And then at the same time, we have a foodborne illness expert who specializes in food safety, and he provided a lot of information, tools, and training for businesses around food safety in that area. And it was just a huge advantage to those businesses to be able to tap into that expertise that they really wouldn't be able to find anywhere else. So our clients are getting ongoing information, expertise, training, and tools from this team of experts that really you can't get anywhere else around the world.
What do you feel are the new threats that are on the horizon for 2014?
Well, 2014, I think, is going to be a year that cyber threats continue to work their way into the business community. I mean, recently we had a huge high-profile incident with Target. You know, even small businesses every day are being attacked by you know, foreign countries, by foreign nationals that want to get information and sell it on the open market. So even if you're a small law firm or a small bank or even a mid-sized to large enterprise, there are people today trying to break into networks and get sensitive information and sell it. So I think, you know, from a business perspective, in the last 10 years, certainly there was a lot of focus on terrorism being a major threat. But quite frankly, a lot of our experts are telling us that a lot of these terrorist groups are actually now turning to computers and networks. So just as a business would prepare for a hurricane, or if you're in a major city, you know, have plans to prepare for things like terrorism, cyber, the same approach needs to be taken by businesses of all sizes, which is, you know, what you need to have in place to prevent an attack. And then if and when an attack does occur, what do you really do? How do you communicate with employees? What do you tell your customers? And a lot of businesses are not as big as Target, you know, with teams of people that can do this. So, you know, we're going to really provide a whole suite of information, training, and tools that, that businesses can use around cyber. Also in 2014, we have a lot of weather experts that are telling us about storm seasons and the threat of major storm events hitting all around the country and around the world. And what they're telling us is that the number of storms is not increasing, but the severity of these storms are. So as far as droughts and floods and winter storm events, hurricanes, a lot of the experts are predicting that that volatility is still going to continue. And then the third thing would be workplace violence. You know, in today's world where you know, families are pressured at home around finances, there's a lot of pressure at work for performance, the increase in number of workplace violence events is increasing at a significant amount. And so businesses just need to be aware of these types of threats, you know, have a plan, incorporate, you know, your best practices and how to keep the business running into a plan, and then make that plan accessible and usable from the web. And that's really what we do is focus on helping businesses do that.
Certainly timely information. Today we're joined by Armstead Whitney, CEO and founder of Preparis, a company that provides services to help law firms, financial institutions, and other businesses prepare for any threat, including business continuity planning, emergency messaging, data protection, and crisis management training, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Armstead, what parts of your solution involve consulting and how much technology?
Well, we have an integrated approach, and most of our clients, and we have, you know, several hundred clients, you know, using our product in over 200 cities around the world. And what we found is that a lot of businesses of all sizes, you know, might not even have a plan, or they might have a binder sitting on the shelf, you know, gathering dust. And so we have a team of experts that will come in and review your current plans, review your documentation, just understand your business or what your goals are as a firm. And that's a pretty fast, quick process to kind of get those plans in place. And then we have a technology piece that takes those plans and puts them into a web platform that you can access from any internet connection. So from any internet connection around the world, from your laptop, your computer, your mobile device, your tablet, you can access those plans at a moment's notice that really guides you through an event from a business perspective on what a leadership should do to protect their people and their operations. The other thing we have in the technology is we have a list of over 200 threats with protocols on what you should do as a business if those threats occur. You really can't go into Google and Google, I'm a business, what should I do if I get a bomb threat? So all those 200 threats are laid out in our product, so you can search for them. And if those threats occur, whether a cyber attack, a potential workplace violence issue, a hurricane coming, and we provide information, training, and tools for all those different threats that lets you really make sure that you're doing the right thing. We also have an emergency messaging system, which you mentioned, that allows a business to rapidly send out messages. So think about the Virginia Tech tragedy where they needed to blast out information and messages. That system is included in Preparis, so that a business can get information to their employees, find out if they're okay, provide the assistance that they need through rapid communication that goes through cell phones, so text messaging and voice, and also email. So if there is an event and a company needs to find their people and help them with the response, they can access those employees really, really quickly through our messaging system. And so all of this is kind of wrapped up into one web portal that's a subscription model, so really easy for businesses to get started. And then again, as I mentioned, that's kind of bundled with the consulting services on creating those plans.
Fabulous what you have here. And finally, what has been the biggest lesson that you've learned between being a business startup and now experiencing double-digit growth?
Well, I think what we learned is, number one, it's all about getting your first customers. So we started Preparis in 2007. We wanted to make sure we could get a blue chip list of customers early on. And in fact, Equifax is one of our first customers, a credit reporting company, and is still one of our great customers. And we told these first customers that, hey, you know, we're a new company with a great vision, and we're going to spend a lot of time with you to make sure that you're successful with Preparis. And so really for the first year or two, we spent a lot of time, you know, nurturing these client relationships and making sure that we get the recurring revenue model that we were looking for. And then really the next piece is making sure you have enough capital to fund the business. So we raised the capital that we needed all along the way. And then I think the third thing is, as the founder of a company, is taking the knowledge and passion that I have and being able to effectively transfer that to a new team as you grow. So putting in systems and plans and accountability metrics that can really take the vision of the company and bring in new people and have them really latch on to that vision and really help take it to the next level. And I think the final thing I've learned is, you know, kind of using an analogy of a sailboat, is you put the boat in the water and you think you know which way the wind's going to blow, but you're not really sure. And you have to be flexible to let the company take you where the winds are blowing. So when you see different market opportunities that maybe weren't visible a year ago, the way the world changes so quickly, just being flexible with your business and your product, listening to the marketplace, and then being able to adapt along the way. So I think those are some of the things that we've learned at Preparis, and it's just so much fun growing a company from idea to significant growth, and a lot of those things have certainly come into play here.
Certainly appreciate your explaining and sharing that with us as well. How about telling our listeners, if you would, where they can get more information about Preparis online?
Absolutely. It's Preparis.com, and it's spelled Preparis.com. And at Preparis, you can find a lot of information to kind of get you started in building a more resilient organization. We have a lot of tools you can download for free. We have webinars. We have white papers. And really, it's all about just learning about the threats that are out there that can impact your business and start putting some steps in place. And the key is, what we found working with hundreds of businesses through real events is, whatever you have in place during that event is how well you're going to make it through. So just get some new knowledge about what you need, and Preparis.com is a perfect place to get started, and we would love to help our listeners with any opportunities they have to learn more.
Also, thanks for bringing our attention to this matter. Now, in conclusion, any closing thoughts or advice for the listeners today on the topic?
Yeah, I think as we watch the news and we see events around the world unfolding, especially with social media now, when something happens, you know, at any type of event, you know, the Boston bombing or hurricanes, the Target breach, think about what those impacts could be to your business if those things happen to you. And the thing about social media in particular is that word gets out really, really quickly about these events, and you have customers that are depending on you to deliver your products and services. So just use those as learning opportunities as you see things around the world happen. Pause a moment, think about, hey, if my business was in that city or was in the path of that hurricane or storm, would we be okay? Would we be able to serve our customers? And that's really the key as we think about the global economy, is let's just keep this thing running. And so preparing for the future is really what it's all about.
It certainly is, Armstead. Great to have had you today, and thanks so much for joining us today on Enterprise Radio.
My pleasure.
We've been speaking with Armstead Whitney, CEO and founder of Preparis, a company that provides services to help law firms, financial institutions, and other businesses prepare for any threat, including business continuity planning, emergency messaging, data protection, and crisis management training. And the website of reference, once again, is Preparis.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.